Blackhawks, they're really starting to get into business here with two outs, two singles back-to-back. Runners on first and second, two outs as Baumgart comes up to the plate. Aiden Schumer catching today for the Blackhawks as he's the pitcher in the warm-up circle as Baumgart stands in there. Oswald looks at the runner on second, pitch on the way, and that's a low stop by Nolan Hartman, one of the two seniors on the team. There's actually three with the manager who's actually at the track regional this today as they're trying to get that in before all that foul weather coming up tomorrow. As there is a swing and it's a grounder hit out of third baseman. Third baseman takes it, buys lonesome, steps on the bag, and there is your third out of the inning. That is no runs on two hits, no errors, and two left for the Blackhawks. Going to the bottom of the first inning here. Just in a couple moments. Stay here listening on 105.5 WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, and a low in the upper 50s. Some strong storms tomorrow with pockets of heavy rain, high mid-70s. Still a chance of rain Wednesday, breezy and 70. Sunshine returns for Thursday, high low 70s. It's 69 degrees right now.
WIRI Nakusa.
Bottom first inning here coming up for the Assumption Royals as they are locked up in a game here with the Portage Blackhawks. No score in the first and the top of the first inning for Port as they are just about set for the first Royal to take to the plate as I get that roster pulled up yet again for the Royals. Speaking of the Royals, they had a heck of a game today on the softball diamond. First playoff game of their campaign, and I'll tell you what, couldn't be more perfect than what it was. And I emphasize perfect as the Royals came away with a perfect game victory, 18-0 in three innings. Yes, that is right, 18-0, three innings of work. Royals move on to a regional final game. That will be on Thursday. Speaking of Thursday, we've got another dandy for you, another playoff game. This time it's the same Port Arthur Blackhawks as they host Alma Center Lincoln in what's almost an annual matchup between the schools. It doesn't matter if it's on the hardwood, on the diamonds, or what. They are playing against each other, and we will see what the outcome is. This Port is a 6 seed. 11 seed coming in is Alma Center Lincoln. So, but back to the task at hand, J.J. Oswald standing in at the plate for the Royals as Max Michaels, he's making his pitching honors for the Blackhawks. As there's no operational scoreboard today, no one's running it, unfortunately, so I will be trying to keep track of things the best I can. So much going on as there's another low count, another called strike by Foth at behind the plate, and we're going to 2-2 count. Michael's going to J.J. Oswald, the pitcher. As there is a grounder hit to shortstop Sam Martinson. Martinson over to first in time. That throw was in time for the first out of the inning. As that was Sam Martinson making it on over to Aiden Domke. Another pitch in there is the next batter, Chase Lieberg, comes up to the plate. Lieberg comes up, followed by Ron Board, followed by Nolan Hartman, then Camden Martin, Braden Peters. And we'll go through that as we keep following up this at-bat of Lieberg. Lieberg's in there at 1-1 count. Pitch on the way for Michaels. It's going to be high and outside, so it's going to be a 2-1 count going to Lieberg. Foul back into the screen. Is count levels up at 2-2. Board runs on over to it. Lieberg stands back in there, awaiting the next offering by Michaels. The time called by Lieberg. He steps back on in there as the pitch is on the way, and that is foul up the line. So we get to reset and do her all over again. Again, bottom of the first inning, no score between the Blackhawks and Royals. Always a fun rivalry. One of these days, maybe Port will rejoin the 11-man ranks, or Assumption will jump down to the 8-man ranks in football. I know that's kind of blasphemy is to the Assumption circles, as I know that's not really something they feel they should do. It's not right for their program. And hey, that's their program. They've got every right to feel that way, and they got to do what's right for themselves and the kids. But it'll be interesting to see, just with enrollment changes and things of that nature, if that comes to a head, as there's a pitch on the way by Michaels. And that is a called strike three, out number two of the inning. Down goes Lieberg, and we are up to Ron Board. Ron Board steps up. He's been a very, very strong player for the Royals on the mound and at the plate, as he's got the start at first base today. Pitch on the way. That's going to be high and away. It looks like a curve. So first pitch ball on the way to Board. Overcast day today. A little bit of sun peeked out this early afternoon. It's called strike there on the outside corner. His count goes 1-1. It was a very gloomy day to start the day, and then a little bit of sun, and man, you can just feel the humidity now. I'm just sweating like crazy here, and you can just feel that weather wants to balloon into something, and thankfully it won't be today or tonight. Fortunately, tomorrow, keep an eye on things. Keep listening here to 105.5 WIRI, as there will be updates for the weather from meteorologists that we have here. Brittany Merlot was one of them. And she'll keep you up to date. And any warnings will come through, I am sure, just to keep our listeners safe, as there's another called strike on the outside corner. He's got a 2-2 count to Board. Michaels fires, winds up, pitch, and swing and a miss. And down goes Board. It's a 1-2-3 inning for the Royals. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We're through one inning as we head to the second. Wait for the Blackhawks to make another charge at it to try to take a lead. So we'll be here back momentarily on 105.5 WIRI.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her.
back at the Rapids Area Sports Complex as the top of the second inning coming our way with the Port Orange Blackhawks and the Assumption Royals locked up in a scoreless contest as coming to the plate to lead things off for the Blackhawks is catcher Aiden Schumer. So we will see if Port can break things open a little bit here and get something on the board as we just keep marching right on through this game. Nice contingent here on for Port and Assumption. It's always good to see the teams and the fans come out. I mean, it's just a couple miles apart on the river. I think it's not even 3 miles. As there's first pitch, it's going to be a little high on Schumer, so the count goes 1-0 from Oswald. Now there's a pop-up, and that's out of play, so count level's 2-2 to Schumer. Other than that rain, it was pretty nice day today. The humidity started coming in, so you know that storm fuel that they always talk about is coming as there's a hit right to the shortstop. Cam Martin, he throws in time. Two board, little high, but in time. Down goes Schumer on a 6-3 putout. First out of the inning. And we are moving right along as the next batter for Port comes to the plate. And that batter, it's number 26, Corbin Borner. First pitch in on Borner, and that is a called strike. Oswald working from about the belt. Pitch on the way. High swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2 to Borner. So 0-2 count to Borner. Pitch on the way. That's going to be low. So ball did not chase was Borner. Port Edwards wearing their black pants, black tops, sleeveless, or orange sleeves, I should say. Orange pinstripes on there with orange letters and numbers with white trim. Assumption wearing gray pants, gray tops with blue accents and letters and numbers. Pitch on the way. That's going to be low and away. Count levels up 2-2. Head coach Ben Martinson for the Blackhawks and Ryan Hartman for the Royals. And the pitch is on the way, and that is a high chop. And that gets over to Braden Peters, who throws over to board in time. So you're down to two outs already, 4-3 on the putout if you score a home right along with me. As up comes next, Sam Martinson, second baseman. In the hole for the Blackhawks, it's Max Michaels. Pitch, and that's a ball. So we got a 1-0 count on the way to Martinson. Pitch on the way, and that's going to be right at the bottom of the zone, so 1-1 count levels up. As I was saying, playoffs begin baseball-wise on, oh boy, yeah, that's Thursday, as Assumption hits the road. They had a little bit of a trip. They're going to be heading out to the western part of the state. Whereas Assumption, they are, Port is home. So there's a foul tip into the glove by Martinson. Count goes 1-2. Nakusa, they are on the road as they go to New Glarus. That's a heck of a trip. Pitch on the way. And then swing and a miss. Down goes Martinson. And down go the Blackhawks. 1-2-3 in the top of the second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Through 1.5, Royals coming back up to bat. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Greenway RV is your one-stop destination for family fun and easy travel. No need to hesitate whether to take your family and friends with you for travel. A fantastic trip starts with Greenway RV, a proud sponsor of high school sports on 105.5 FM WIRI Wiscountry Legends. Stop into Greenway RV at 8220 State Highway 13 today and discover just how badly you've been needing a new camper. With fully customizable campers and RVs and financing included, what's holding you back?
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
That'd be a heck of an out in the baseball field. 8-6, wouldn't that be center field, shortstop? Back out to left field, to third. Then to first. Oh, well, that's when you run out of problems. There's no O. And then back out to right field. That would be 8-6-7-5-3-0-9. Man, don't know who you get out in that situation, but nonetheless, leading off for the Royals, Nolan Hartman in the scoreless game, bottom of the second inning. Port has two hits in the game. The first pitch, as Hartman gets called strike, as Port, they actually made a pitching change, as they will be changing things up a little bit here. Pull up the Port roster yet again. It's now number 26 in for the Blackhawks. And that number 26, that belongs to Corbin Borner, as Hartman hits one foul and out of play. Corbin Borner did not pitch that first inning. As I said, that was Max Michaels. Michaels, as Hartman, he fouls one out of play on the third base side. So he's gone one way, gone the other. Now, hopefully he's going to aim one right up the middle for the Royals, if that's who you are cheering for today. Michaels, he pitched one inning with no hits, no runs, two strikeouts and no walks. So book is closed on Michaels. Pitch on the way, and that is a ball. Again, another softball team from the area that is in action, as there's another foul sliced out of play by Nolan Hartman. As that would be Nakusa softball. And unfortunately for the Papermakers, it is over with, as they were handed a 14-0 defeat, as there is a crushed ball over to left field. Left field, it's over his head, as Hartman, he's going to have at least a double as he stands up in the second base as he gets a leadoff double for the Royals, and they are in business. Good for this one of the few seniors on this team, and he will be followed up by Camden Martin, who stands up to the plate. As Royals look to strike first in this non-conference ball game, the regular season finale between these for these teams, as I said, they start playoff action on Thursday. Pitch on the way, and that's going to be low and away. Ball one coming to Martin. As I said, as exciting that game was last Thursday that we brought to you here on 105.5 WIRI for the Royals when they open up the playoffs, and there is a grounder hit to third through the legs of the third baseman, and that will constitute as an E5 that allows Martin to reach, and that gets Hartman over to third, bringing up Braden Peters. Max Michaels actually moved to shortstop in this contest. Hartman standing on third. On first is Martin. Pitch on the way, and that is going to be high. So the count goes 2-0. Yeah, that exciting game for the Papermakers last Thursday on the airwaves. And then today they ran into a very strong Prescott team and, you know, talked to a few of the coaches and some of the parents that I've been friends with for years. They knew it was going to be tough, but they felt if they played like they did against Nielsville, they could be competitive. But I didn't get to see the game, obviously, as there's a called strike on the outside corner. So it's going to be, I believe it's a 3-1 count. Again, as I said, the scoreboard's not, it's on, but no one's manning it. So not exactly sure what the counts are. And I know the score is. The runner goes from first, and that hits Peters. So we got the bases loaded for the Royals. Bases rolling with Royals as we speak right now. Taylor coming up to the plate. That's Adam Taylor. See, fouls one. First pitch out of play, 0-1 count to Adam Taylor. Yeah, the Royals, they're in business. Nobody out. Bases loaded as Corbin Borner, he's trying to right the ship. Pitch on the way, and that has popped up. You see if Schumer can get to it. He's ranging over, and it's just out of play. So there's level count. So heck of a season for the Papermakers softball team. Either way, fortunately came to an end, but hey, they got nothing to be ashamed of. They had a pretty darn good run of it, and they got a lot coming back for next year as there's another one sliced. Stays in the infield or the playing area, but foul nonetheless. So there's going to be two strikes on Taylor. And again, as I mentioned before, Assumption Royals, boy, they started the playoff run. Can't really do it much better as they won 18-0 in three innings via a perfect game. I'll tell you a little bit more about that later. There's a grounder. Chop hit to Sam Martinson at second. Throw to first in time. That will be a RBI 4-3 put out. Hartman scores. Martin and Peters both move up the base. As there's your one down in the inning with Adam Hosel coming to the plate. Barner pitches. That's going to be low and away. Good job by Schumer for picking that. Otherwise, that gets to the backstop and probably another run scores. Garbin, he's standing in there. Gets ready. Throws pitch. That's going to be high and inside. And the count goes 2-0. Royals, they can reload the bases because then Braxton Steiner comes up as the number 9 hitter, and they can quite conceivably turn the order over and then maybe make the Blackhawks pay a little bit. As there's a 3-0 count, that's low and away. Borner coming up. He's got some pressure on him. But the Royals, they are right where they want to be at the moment. As we got a pitch on the way that swung on and popped out of play by Hosel. As fans are kind of laughing at each other about, hey, you should have got that. It's always hindsight when you're not near the ball, of course, as there's a high inside pitch. And Down to first goes Hazel. Now it's Braxton Steiner coming up. Bases roiling with Royals here. Bases loaded, pitch on the way, and that is hit and laced into left center by Steiner. One run is in. There is an error by the center base, center fielder, and Hazel, he runs into third base. So you got a two. That'll be one RBI. I believe it would be one RBI single that allowed Cam DeMartin to score. Peters, he reached third, and he scored on an E8. Hazel, he advances to third on the E8. Error on the center fielder. And we got one runner on with J.J. Oswald coming up to lead things off as the Royals, they are in business with a 2-0 lead. Oswald standing in there, the left-handed bat. And then pitch is in there. That's a 2-0 count. Two Oswald runners on the corners for the Royals. That should be a 3-0 lead. My apologies there. As Hazel's on third and Steinert on first. Borner, he's laboring a little bit. As there is a hit lined right to shortstop Max Michaels. And there is two down. That's an L6 if you would call that at home. Setting things up for Chase Lieberg, who he's 0-for-1 of the game as he struck out looking in the first inning. And the pitch is on the way. Runner goes from first. The pitch is way outside. It's a ball and a stolen base. Stolen base there by Braxton Steiner. Again, this game being played today is just a kind of celebration of the end of the regular season. Shortstop runs over, and that's Michaels, and thought he made the catch at about belt high, and it bounced out of his glove, kind of Charlie Brown-esque, and that's in foul territory, so everyone has to go back to where they were. Still counts as a strike on Lieberg. Pitch on the way for Braun, and that's just a little hopper back to the pitcher. Back over to first, and it's in time. And you got the 1-3 put out for the third out in the inning. We had some fun in this one if you're a Royals fan. Three runs on two hits, two errors, and two left. Through two innings here, Assumption. 3-0 lead over the Port Edwards Blackhawks with Port coming to bat, top third inning. Back here momentarily on 105.5 WIRI.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Batters due up here for the Port Edwards Blackhawks. Top third inning, 3-0 lead. Assumption, they scored three runs in the bottom of the second inning. Three runs, two hits, two errors, two left for the Royals in the last half of the innings. So Port, they got some work to do. Still a lot of game to be played. Max Michael stands in there, and he waits the offering from J.J. Oswald, and that's foul back over the screen and out of play. 0-1 count coming to Michaels. Yeah, again, heavy weather scheduled for tomorrow. Not scheduled. Well, I guess you could say it's scheduled. Mother Nature makes her own schedule. So just keep an eye to the sky and an ear to the radio if you're out and about. As there's a pitch in there low, County wasn't at 1-1. I'll keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI for the latest weather developments. If there's any warnings, you will be notified. So I'm sure that will break into programming. I've yet to listen to a radio station where it doesn't, as Brittany Merlot will be continuing to bring updates throughout the day. You know, that's one that I know my mother's house, it got hit real hard with hail. That's actually the third time since 2007 that she's going to be getting new siding and more than likely a roof. It's very unfortunate. Beautiful house, beautiful property. Just bad luck with hail. Many of you out there, I'm sure, had about the same fate. There's a ball low in there. It's 2-1 count. Two Michaels. Oswald, he delivers, and there's a hit in off the hands, but it looked like it's going to drop. Just a little bloop in there as the right fielder, center fielder, and the second baseman all kind of converged, and it fell all right between the three as you have a leadoff hit there for Michaels. Port getting into business, and that turns things over for Isaac Domke. Pitch on the way. Pickoff attempt, actually. Nice move by Oswald as he fooled me. Didn't fool the runner at first, which is Max Michaels. But he fooled me. I don't know how much that's to brag about. But he did. Pitch on the way. That's going to be called strike on the outside high corner. Yeah, I was over at my grandmother's house and watching the storm kind of roll in, and she says, man, I hope it doesn't hail, and she no longer got the word hail out of her mouth, and it started to hail, and said, hey, maybe step away from the windows as it started coming down pretty hard, and thankfully nothing bad happened. Just watched it, and we just had something about nickel-size hail as another pickoff attempt is not in time by Oswald. We got a 1-1 count to Isaac Domke. And there's a look back to first. And pitch on the way. Runner goes. Ball bounces out of the glove of Hartman. So the runner will be uncontested. That is a stolen base by Michaels. The count goes 2-1 to Domke. Yeah, we just didn't have. We had just about nickel-sized hails at the grandmother's, but my mom, she had golf ball size hail, and oh boy, that did a number on that sighting. She also lost 4 or 5 screens, if I recall. So, for those of you who did have storm damage, you're not alone. It hit everybody. So just hang in there; it'll be all right. As we got another pitch on the way to Domke, swings and misses, and down goes Domke. He's second. First out of the inning, he's 0 for 2 in the game. Next up, another batter. Port's getting some of their bench in a game like this. Really doesn't. There's bragging rights on it, but it really doesn't matter who comes out on top of this one. As it's the last regular season game, it's not going to impact the seeding whatsoever. Let me look back at the roster, and that's Aiden Domke. He's down the count 0-1. Oswald looks at the runner at second, and he throws, and that's going to be inside. So 1-1 count. Yeah, I told the girlfriend that storms get too bad, she might have to put hard hats on the two cats to make sure they stay safe. I mean, they're indoor cats, but you just never know. They like staring out the windows, and that's not where you want to be during a bad storm. Which, she's one of those people that really enjoys dressing the cats up in Halloween costumes, and I think that's borderline animal abuse, but she enjoys it. No, they don't really. As down goes Domke, that's the second strikeout of the inning. And that brings up another pinch hitter. Didn't catch the number here as I was writing down the strikeout. And Rutter breaks from second. He's going to be in time. And that is Ethan Borner. So we got another stolen base here by Michaels. And the swing and a miss by Borner. So Port trying to get something going here. Trying to get going. Zoswald, he looks in. Got a runner on third. They've had three base runners to this point. Haven't been able to bring any of them in. That is the Blackhawks. Called strike there. So it's 0-2 count. Coming up Borner. The sun looks like it's trying to peek out over the horizon to the west. Swing and a miss, and down goes Borner. That's four batters came up. Three of them struck out. And there is your inning. That is no runs, one hit, no errors, one left. We're through 2.5 here. Port Edwards coming up to hit, Assumption coming up to hit. Excuse me. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Three, four, five hitters coming up in the bottom third inning for the Assumption Royals. They lead Port Edwards 3-0. Three runs scored in the bottom of the second inning, and then all was led off by a leadoff double by Nolan Hartman. A couple errors in that inning helped the Royals out as the Port's making another pitching change. In comes Sam Martinson. Moves from second over to the pitcher's mound. As I try to keep up with some of these changes. I'm not talking about David Bowie's changes. I'm talking about the Blackhawks' changes. Over the infield, it's different faces from when the game started. First pitch on the way from Sam Martinson. The big swing and a miss from Ron Borden. Just looking at more weather reports. And I don't like it. Another pitch in there. That's high and inside over the head of Borden. Ducked a little bit. And good catch there by Schumer as he was able to glove that. Be 1-1 count coming to Borden. Pitch on the way, and that's about the same spot this time. Schumer cannot get to it as it hits the backstop. And it's a 2-1 count to Ron Borden. Borner, he had one inning pitched. And he gave up three runs on two hits. There's a couple errors in there as well. And he had a walk, no strikeouts. So called strike there on board. Or at least a 2-2 count. Again, I want to thank everybody for listening. Today is last regular season game of the season for both teams. This is Ron Borden. He works a leadoff walk, setting up things for Nolan Hartman. who is 1-for-1 of the game with a double. Run scored by Hartman, the first run of the game. As one of the lone seniors on this team, he's looking to really try to drive home a point against these rivals just a couple miles down the river. Pitch on the way, and that's hit right up the middle. And it bounces big off the pitcher's mound and into center field. So Nolan Hartman, as his friends affectionately call him Noli, he gets a single as he moves Rombord up to second base, setting things up for Cam DeMartin. He doesn't have official at bat as he reached on an E5 in the second inning. He scored a run as well. Pitch on the way for Martinson. Swing, and it is foul. Big chopper, third baseman. He was able to third baseman. That's Ethan Borner. He was able to glove that. And it's an 0-1 count to Cam DeMartin. Pitch, runner goes from third to second. He's in there. Hartman thought about going. The Blackhawks were kind of playing that, just saying, okay, we'll let you get here. But we're not going to get there. Stolen base for Rombord as he sits at third. Runners on the corners for the Royals. Nobody out. Cam Martin, Hartman goes. He must have just missed the sign to double steal. And that is fouled back to the backstop. So back goes Hartman. And to redo this again, but the cat's out of the bag that they're looking to steal. So Port will be looking for it if they still decide to go for it. Pitch on the way. There goes Hartman. And that is low and away, so stolen base. No problem there for Hartman, as it is a 2-0 count to Martin. Pitch high, but it is popped up high. Shortstop runs over. Michaels makes the catch just out of the infield. So there's your first out of the inning. Big F6 there. No one advances. No one scores. Setting up things for Braden Peters. He doesn't have official bat yet in the game either, as he's hit by a pitch and scored a run in the second. Advanced by a couple errors there. So pitch. It's on the low outside corner. 0-1 count to Peters. Sam Martins, and he's having some good luck out there so far. And there is a big pop up there. That's going to be just out of the infield again. Michaels, he makes a catch falling away. No one advances. So there's good job there by the Port defense getting her done. As Adam Taylor, he comes up. Adam Taylor at a 4-3 put out in the second inning, so he's 0-for-1, but he does have an RBI. So we'll see what one of the other seniors on this team can do. Pitch on the way. That's going to be outside. A 1-0 count on the way to Adam Taylor. Pitch on the way, and that's a swing and a miss by Taylor. So he's down the count 0-2. Martinson might get out of this jam if he can fool Taylor on one more pitch. He dodges a big bunch of trouble that the Royals were really trying to add a few more runs on. Pitch on the way, and that's going to be high and outside, so count goes 1-2. Again, he wouldn't guess it now, but probably about 24 hours, it's going to be a little feisty outside. His pitch is inside. Count levels of 2-2. You can just feel that humidity creeping up. If you get a chance to step outside this evening, you can just feel it creeping up. And as they say, that's storm fuel. So we'll see what Mother Nature provides for us tomorrow. After being in the count, two strikes, no balls, four straight balls to Taylor. Bases are roiling with Royals. As Adam Hosel, he steps to the plate. Hosel, he had a walk in the second inning. So he doesn't have an official bat either. There's a pitch. That's going to be high to Martinson. It's 1-0 count to Adam Hosel. It's another one of those seniors on the team. Royals have a fairly short bench. Not a lot of substitutions. High and inside. 2-0 count to Hosel. As Sam steps in there, working from the stretch position. Runners at each bag for the Royals. Swing and a miss. So count goes 2-1 to Hosel. Coach Ryan Hartman for the Royals giving words of encouragement. You know, hey, that's a good swing. Just got to be in a little better spot for us. Keep after it. Pitch on the way. That's going to be right in there as it's going to be a 2-2 count coming to Hosel. Stretch position again for Martinson. He winds up, he deals, he fires, and it is hit a grounder to shortstop. Shortstop can't handle, and it is to second. Fielder's choice, he's safe. Run scores. So there we go. We got a fielder's choice for Hosel. RBI. Adam Taylor safe at second. Nolan Hartman safe at third. Ron Board scores. So brings up the nine batter as he is 1-for-1. That is Braxton Steiner. He's 1-for-1 with stolen base and an RBI, both coming in the second inning. Sam Martinson, he winds up, he deals, and that is a ball high and outside. Working a little more quickly now as there's a shot right off the end of the bat there by Steiner. Just goes foul by about a foot. So we got a 1-1 count, reloading to redo it as we move right along this bottom of the third inning. School year coming to an end. Teams wrapping up their seasons. It's been a fun one. That's for sure. A lot of memories made. Pitch on the way, and that has popped up. It's going to be out of play, no, just shy of being out of play, and as Schumer, he runs to it, and he slips, and still almost makes the catch. Good effort there by catcher. Very nice contingent here from Port Edwards. Nice contingent here from Assumption, as it should be, from both sides. Nice neutral site here for both teams to play. Pitch on the way from Martinson. And that is going to get over the glove of the second baseman. One run's coming to score. Two runs coming to score. Hosel, he runs into third, and he's safe. Throw isn't in time. So Steiner, he gets a 2 RBI single. He moves it to second on the throw. Hosel, he's in there safe at third. Adam Taylor scores, and Nolan Hartman scores. So we've got a 6-0 ball game. Advantage, Port Edwards Assumption, with J.J. Oswald. He's coming up, number one hitter, coming up to turn the order over for the Royals. First pitch in there is a ball, 1-0 count to Oswald. Ball is back away, and hustle play by Schumer. He throws over to Sam Martinson, who's covering, and in time on the 2-1 play at the plate for the third out of the inning, but not before our friends at Assumption. So that play happens during the at-bat of J.J. Oswald, so he gets to continue his at-bat in the next inning. But not before that third out was recorded. So, through three innings, 6-0 lead for the Assumption Royals over Port Edwards. Got to total up those numbers from that inning. But we'll be back here just a moment on 105.5 WIRI.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Fourth inning coming your way as the Assumption Royals. Hey, they're having a good game. They're leading Port Edwards 6-0. There is a pitching change coming from the Royals as Cam Martin moves over from shortstop and J.J. Oswald moves to shortstop. The game ending on the mound for Oswald as he had a heck of a game. 3 innings pitched. With 3 hits, no runs, and on his way, hey, 1, 2, 3, 4 strikeouts. Not bad, not a bad day for Mr. Oswald. No walks in the game either. So nice stat line for the day for Oswald. Cam Martin, he's coming on in as he throws the last warm-up pitch. Hartman fires on down to second base. It's a little wide of the mark. Either way, up for the Blackhawks. As there is another substitution coming up. As Port really trying to get the players some at-bats. As home plate umpire Art Foth got something in his eye. I believe there's gnats flying around. They've been starting to bother me a little bit. Get that heat as Vincent Striegel extends into the plate, into the batter's box. Top of the fourth inning coming at you just in a moment as Martin, he winds up the deals, and there's swing and a miss. So 0-1 count coming up to Striegel. Pitch on the way. That's going to be low and outside. So it count even things up at 1-1. A little bit of breaking news out of the high school football ranks is longtime coach from Bayport, Division I power over the last handful of years, has stepped down. Coach Gary Westerman, that is. As there's a hit batter from, that'll be Vincent Striegel. He gets a leadoff hit by pitch as we move right on along with another pinch hitter coming away here for Port. As that's Eladio Hernandez. Eladio Hernandez stands in there. It's good to see Eladio get into the game. 3-sport athlete. As he stands in there, first pitch. That's going to be low as Martin goes down the count. 1-1. No strikes. Martin working. Handball chest high. He throws. That's going to be in there for a called strike. And that Gary Westerman from Bayport, he steps down after 12 seasons. And he's heck of his coach. He has 114-23 record in his tenure at Bayport. So kind of surprised there. But wish coach nothing but the best. He was also a coach at Pulaski in 2011, and he had a 8-3 record, so he's had a very good tenure as a head coach where he's gone. So we'll be interested to see what the Pirates do next. Just another pitch in there, and that's going to be a 2-2 count. to Hernandez. Nobody out. Top of the fourth inning for the Blackhawks, trailing Assumption 6-0. Pitch on the way. That's high and inside. Hernandez backs up. So we got a 2-2 count. Next up will be Aiden Schumer, who's 0-for-1 in the game. Camden Martin, he comes set with glove and ball. He throws. That's going to be low. And Eladio, he earns the walk as he makes the trot 90 feet to first base. Aiden Schumer steps in. He's got two runners on, nobody out. Cam Martin just struggling just that little bit, getting settled in to his pitching routine here. 6-0 lead, top of the fourth inning for Assumption. First pitch in there, low corner, outside corner, called strike. On Wednesday, the Division I baseball brackets will be called out. Pitch on the way, and that is going to be sent just in front of the left fielder. So now we've got bases plumb full of Blackhawks. And that sets up Corbin Borner with the bases loaded, nobody out for Port. Port looking to get something going here as we move right on along just a hair before the 7 o'clock hour. Pitch. That's on the way, and that's fouled straight back. 0-1 count to Corbin. I pitch in there, and that's going to level things up. 1-1. Yeah, I was getting some weather alerts myself, as everyone's saying, hey, get ready for tomorrow. Pitch on the way, and that's kind of a half swing. Popped up. Second baseman was there. So first out of the inning, bases loaded, Corbin Borner. He goes down, setting the stage next for Sam Martinson. Sam Martinson, he comes in, striking out in the second inning. 0-for-1 of the game. This is just kind of a win-win game for both teams. Now, people would say, well, there's got to be a winner, there's got to be a loser. Yeah, you're right. But there is a little more that goes into it. Port, they're playing a lot of players that don't necessarily get to see the field as much. And they're getting some most of them are underclassmen. So they're getting a lot of good at-bats and repetition in a varsity situation. So there's going to be a little bit of an exodus after this year, a lot of graduation. Whereas the Royals, man, if they can win this game and get some momentum heading into the playoffs, who knows what they can do? It's been a little bit tough years. This pitch, second pitch, first pitch was a ball. Second one was high over the head of Martinson, but still caught by Hartman. The sun really starting to peek out from the clouds now here at Nakusa Port Edwards State Bank Field. Pitch on the way, and that's going to be low in the dirt. That's going to be a 3-0 count. And Sam Martinson, he's getting ready to possibly get an RBI walk. And Port chipping away, but there's still a couple more pitches that got to be made as Cam Martin settles in from the stretch position. Again, bases full of Blackhawks. As payoff pitch coming. 3-0 count. Pitch on the way. And that is low and inside. And that is a four-pitch walk. That'll be RBI. Sam Martinson. As he moves to first, Aiden Schumer to second. Ladio Hernandez goes to third as Vincent Striegel scores. So it's a 6-1 ball game. Port getting a little closer. Just one out as Max Michaels comes to the plate. Max Michaels, he is 1-for-1 in the game. Two stolen bases, has a single. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Is that fooled? That fooled Michaels. He's down on the count 0-1. Thanks to everybody for joining us today at 105.5 WIRI is bringing you high school sports, Assumption, Port Edwards baseball, high pitch. That's going to be it's going to be a 1-1 count, excuse me. Clouds are clearing a little bit. Sun coming out, making it a little more humid. But such is life. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss by Michaels. Count goes 1-2.